What's up, everyone? This is Eddie Aparicio, and this is my co-host, Anthony Tuan Corral. And we are also called the Cisco Kids, and this is Buzzer Beaters. This is a podcast that's dedicated to basketball with an emphasis on the NBA. And it's brought to you by GremlingsMedia.com. You can find us pretty much on any popular podcast that you can think of. You know, Spotify, Pandora, X, Facebook, you name it, you can find us. Just go ahead and call out Gremlings Media. You can also call out Buzzer Beaters, but it's probably better to call out Gremlings Media. It's easier to find us that way. So anyway, if this is your first show, hey, this is our 40th episode. Can you believe that, Tuan? We've been doing this 40
episodes. And you know, one thing I want to add, and it's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
Our little intro, that little song with the ball through the fire.
Yeah.
Through the
net.
Dude, I love that little intro. I don't know why. I just really, yeah. Every time I see it, I'm like dancing around.
It's all hyped up.
Yeah, like let's go.
Right on, man.
It's probably some stock thing or something. I don't know where it came from or whatever.
Yeah,
but
maybe John just created it. Who knows?
Yeah, but I just every time I'm just like, all right, here we go.
Yep.
I feel like doing my couple of AI moves there and just a little crossover. Let's go.
Right on, man.
I have to say that because every time we do this, 40th time now, I'm just like kind of bobbing my head.
Hey, it's still cool, man. It has our names in the basketball flips and
goes
in the
room. Bobbing my head, you know, being a buster, whatever. But all good.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to point out to the folks that are listening to this, we actually do this live usually on Wednesdays. But unfortunately, I had a conflict that came up last night, and I actually had a customer dinner tonight. And it was kind of last minute because I thought we had scheduled it another day, and they confirmed it for today. So I couldn't get out of it. So I had to go ahead and just tell the producers that we're recording this episode. But we will be back here next Wednesday. And next Wednesday actually is going to be essentially the start of the tournament. You know, it's going to be the play-in tournaments for the NCAA tournament, right? So I'm actually going to Reno, bro. I'm going to go to Reno after we do our podcast next Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm going to drive out there because that's kind of one of the things that I do on a traditional basis with my brother-in-law and one of his buddies and another guy. We just go up there in Reno and we just kind of watch the games, do a little betting on the games and stuff. I've never bet, you know, before going to this Reno event, I'd never bet on a game ever in my life. And now I bet on these games without even knowing Jack really that much about NCAA tournament, right? But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to go ahead and bet on Duke, dude, because Cooper Flagg's a player, man. I think he's going to take them all the way, bro. So
now you bet on everything. So this guy's to blame now, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't bet big, dude. I bet small, man. I hate losing any kind of money, dude. So, you know, even when I go to a casino, I only bring $100, dude. For the entire
I'm not
the same way. So
by
anyway,
the way,
so,
speaking of Reno and all that, have you been to the new Splash at Thrive City?
I have not heard of it. No.
No. Okay. So Splash is the new sports bar that they built right next to Chase Center.
Okay.
And dude, when you go in there, it's like you're in Vegas, dude. The screens are massive. They got scrolling things everywhere. They're gonna be doing the tournament there. You can like book a table and I'm not trying to throw publicity, but I went to check it out just on Sunday night because I knew it was going to be dead and I just wanted to try out the food a little bit. It's just bar food and, you know, most of that. The food was pretty good, pretty decent, but just wanted to let you know that for anybody who's in the Bay Area, you know, if you want to watch March Madness, that might not be a too shabby place to go.
Not the only thing is that, you know, for when I go to Reno, I can go ahead and, you know, put money on the game, even when the game's going on. They have this in-play kind of thing, right? So, you know, the odds change as each baskets go. So I usually look for the best deal because I look at what the starting odds are. And then based on how the score kind of moves, I look for the best deal. And that's when I put the money on. And I do pretty well without really not knowing that much about NCAA tournament. You know, I do pretty decent. I just look at it from a number standpoint. So anyway, just to finish the intro. So we go about an hour typically on each show. And like I said, we do this live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We are going to do this again live next week. But our intent is to go about an hour. We have been going over a little bit recently, probably more consistently.
Closer
right?
to an hour and a
but
half.
I would say that we're probably going to be right about an hour in today's show, all right?
Yeah.
What we're going to go ahead and – we have three topics that we're going to go ahead and cover. So the first one is that we – you know, Tuan and I, we made – predictions at the beginning of the season for a lot of different things, right? And one of the things that we did predictions on is end of season awards for the NBA. Now, the NBA season is winding down, the regular season, right? We roughly are about a month out, right? About 17 to 18 games left after tonight's games for a lot of teams.
Yeah, we're about a month out. Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah,
about a month out, right? So, but, you know, with a month left, we wanted to go ahead and kind of review what our predictions were at the beginning of the season for, you know, the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, all these end-of-the-year awards that the NBA gives after the regular season. And they usually give it during the playoffs, right? I remember that one year when the Warriors took out the Mavericks, they had given Dirk Nowitzki. Remember when he got the MVP and they had already kind of on the way out? They were lost. Yeah. Like, you know, oh, man, they got to wait till I think everything's over so you don't get those awkward moments. But we're going to go ahead and review how we're doing. And then, you know, we didn't have any bets on this. This is more just bragging rights. Who knows more, right? But we typically bet on things, man, bro. So anyway, so the next thing that we're going to talk about, and this is a kind of a, it's not necessarily a continuation of what we just did, but it's kind of an augmented, thing that we decided to do. And if you hadn't listened to our past, 7 or 8 podcasts, we actually had come up with an idea of trying to figure out the best one-on-one player of all time as well as the best divisional team of all time. And we went through this process. We talked through it. We had to decide, and we came up with it, right? And we finally figured out who the best one-on-one player, and AI assisted us too. They said that Hakeem Olajuwon was the best one-on-one player, and that was against them, him and Michael Jordan. And then it came down to the Atlantic division of the Eastern Conference that essentially came up with
the Central
division of the Eastern Conference.
Correct.
So, you know, I'm not going to remember who it was, but anyway,
it was LeBron, MJ,
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, it was Reggie Miller
and
Giannis. Yeah, that was, that was a tough team to beat. But anyway, so what those past 7 shows were actually probably our highest viewed shows that we've had. And that tells me that I think the audience likes some of these lists, right? They like this discussion of kind of going over the best of all time. So what we decided to do in this episode is we wanted to go ahead and come up with the Mount Rushmore for each of the positions that we have in basketball. So you have a point guard, you have shooting guard, you have small forward, power forward, and then center. But Mount Rushmore, you only allowed to pick 4, right? In basketball, you're typically traditionally picking 5, right? But this time, we're only picking the top 4. And Twan and I are going to have to agree on each of these, right? Yeah. We're going to have to agree on these top 4 for each of these Mount Rushmores for each of these positions. So that's going to be the second segment of today's show. And then the last segment, which is something we've been spending, you know, doing every week. And, you know, again, we did predictions at the beginning of the season. We actually did a draft for the NBA rookies. And we came up with this league between Twan and I, and I've been keeping track of all of their stats on a weekly basis, actually a daily basis, just so it's not such a big task at the end of the season. But I've been keeping up with it, and, you know, Twan and I have kind of a contest on that, and there's a point system that we assign to it. We'll go over it when we get there. And then the next one is we had conference seedings. We had made a prediction on those and how we thought each of the teams were going to finish in the conference, and we've been reviewing that every week. So we're going to go ahead and see how it changed from last week. But those are the 3 topics that we're going to go ahead and cover today. So before we get in, Twan, how you been, man? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's been a little bit of a rough week.
Is it really?
You know, what's interesting is I hurt my back somehow.
What?
And it's nothing major. You know, I can still hobble around, but, you know, I'm walking around like I'm 90 years old.
It's going to get worse, dude, as we get older.
No, I know. But the weird thing is, you know, I usually know when I twinge it, you know, I feel something or something. Like, usually you know, like tomorrow it's going to hurt a little. And this one actually stuck around for over a week, and I have no idea how it
happened.
Like, none at all. Like, I can't tell you the moment in time, what happened, when, you know, nothing. That's been kind of annoying.
And that sucks because what's interesting enough is that it happened to me this morning. And I have the same – it's been kind of reoccurring, but it didn't seize up, right? It didn't spasm. But
correct.
It was sore, right? And I'm like, what the hell? You know, it's probably – what my chiropractor tells me – and my chiropractor is a really good friend of mine. I've known him since first grade. And he told me that a lot of times we throw ourselves out in our sleep because we – think about it. We are in a contorted state sometimes without even realizing that we're in that state for hours at a moment, right?
Yeah.
So we can throw our bodies off, you know. Right. So, yeah, so that's probably where it happens, Juan. And I, you know, my wife told me, like, you know, when I did martial arts for years, man, that I would, I'd have these visions of fights when I was dreaming, right? And I'd be fighting in my sleep, dude. And I'd be jumping up doing kicks when I'm sleeping, right? And my wife, yeah, it was funny, dude. My wife was like, you know, elbowing me, like,
got a black eye.
Dude, it's funny. I'd be like fighting in my dreams, but anyway. But that's probably explaining how you probably threw yourself out, because I just didn't stay too. And anytime I throw out my lower back, my left hamstring tightens up, and I went to go work out, you know, in the morning, and as I was walking on the treadmill, it just tightened up. I'm like, oh crap, here it is. It's associated. But anyway, so okay, so you're going through that, bro, right? So
yeah,
hope you heal up, bro.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And I mentioned it at the end of the show last week, you know, a couple weeks ago. You know, I'm gonna start being, it sounded like a country song. My dog died, right? So we had to put my dog down, and that was a little rough.
Oh, that's right, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
So that was a little rough. We're still kind of getting. We have two dogs.
It's a cool Kalua, name, man.
Yeah, Kalua. She's a half Akita, half Malamute mix.
Yeah, it's a cool dog. I remember. It's a nice beautiful dog. But yeah,
she was a diva to no end, Eddie.
She was
beautiful. She was the kind of dog you tell her come here, she stays there. She comes here, you tell her to go outside, she stays inside. Dude, she does whatever she wanted to do.
It's a big dog.
She's a 110-pound dog. She's beautiful. She knew it, but you know, gonna miss her.
Sorry, dude. Anytime
that's the deal. You know, you get into when you get a dog. You know, the bigger the dog, the shorter the life.
Yeah.
You know, she was. I believe. Yeah, today was gonna be her 12th birthday. So she was. You know, she's gonna be a 12-year-old, but you know, didn't make it. And we got a little one too. She was a big one. We got a little dog, which I'll tell you a really quick, funny story. So, you know, my youngest one has always done pretty well at school. And my mom got what my aunt told her was a Jack Russell Terrier mix, right? It's a little black and white dog.
Hyper dogs, man. Yeah.
Yep. And, and we went over to my mom's house and my little one saw it and just fell in love with it, like was adorable. So my aunt got wind of it and she's like, hey, I got an extra one. And I'm like, I don't want another dog, man. Just leave me alone. But my daughter's like, I'm getting A's, Dad. Please let me get a dog. And you know, and so we end up getting the dog, and that's the dog we have now. That dog was not Jack Russell. It's more Chihuahua than Jack Russell. We got Took, and the dog is pretty much blind in both eyes. And he's hilarious, though. He's got a lot of energy. I don't think he knows he's blind. He just goes around sniffing things and whatever. But anyway, that's enough about the dogs.
I'm sorry that you for your loss, bro. Because you know, I'm a dog person too. I grew up with dogs, and you know, when they go, it's losing a part of your family, bro. And people who don't have dogs or cats or any pet, they don't understand that. And you know, they kind of look at you weird, like, well, it's just a pet, right? But it's not, and it's a family member. And people, once they figure that out and they get a pet themselves who've never had it, they'll understand. So.
Yeah, and it's not only that it's a member; it's something you feed it every day, you walk it.
Dude, you care for it, but they give you unconditional love, dude.
Yeah, and they're part of your routine, and then all of a sudden that routine is gone. Yeah, you know, and you're just kind of like, oh man, there's like a big hole. You know, there's like a, you know, stuff. So, anyway, So like I said, it's been a little bit of a rough week, but all good. Yeah. How about you, Eddie? How's your week been?
All good, bro. You know, and by the way, our apologies to the audience that last week we had to take a week off because my daughter flew up from L.A. and we decided to go ahead and take a spring. It was spring break already, dude. Spring break in March, right? I mean, like, what? Right? So, but we went to Arizona, spent some time with some relatives of my wife out there for about 5-6 days. It was a pretty chill time, man. You know, we flew into Tucson. Really bumpy ride, dude. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a really, really bad flyer. I've gotten better over the years. I think as I've gotten older, I'm not as afraid of dying as I used to be, right? So if it happens, it happens, right? But dude, I used to be terrified flying. And this one was one of the worst. This was a really bumpy ride, dude. It was and it was a white knuckle landing, too, dude, because it was crosswinds, like 40-mile-per-hour winds, crosswinds. And, dude, the way this pilot was, you know, touching down that plane, even when he touched down, that thing was swerving, dude. And it was because of the winds, dude. Jeez. And I thought, dude, we were freaking out because, like, even people were going, you know, like, I'm like, oh, crap, this is it. And I'm like, but, you know, and then my daughter experienced the same thing because she flew in the next day. And then she was kind of like saying the same thing. It was kind of hairy, right? And I we told her we should have probably warned you because the winds were pretty high in Arizona. And even our takeoff, the same thing was the same way. But anytime you're in kind of a valley and hot winds and all that, it's always like that. Las Vegas is the same thing, right? Even when you go into Colorado, it's the same thing. Denver, any of those, because the Sierras, right? You get a lot of like turbulence, winds, right? Yep. And that's what causes a lot of the bumpiness. So anyway, it was all good. It was a nice break, but we're back. And we're back here with the vengeance now, and we're bringing you, we're coming back to the NBA and bringing you the NBA. And probably next week, we're going to have to talk about NCAA, but this week, we're going to talk about NBA, right? So, as I mentioned, let's get into it, bro. So, what
really quick, before we get into it, I just wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Kyrie torn ACL. We didn't talk about that. I mean, dude, like, if you're a Maverick fan, bro.
Dude, that organization got snake bitten, dude.
The problem is that it's snake bitten by its own decisions.
Yes. But it's dude, it's like Anthony Davis goes out, right? Then you had Gafford. Then you had Lively. Then you had PJ Washington. But these aren't all season ending guys, but they all got hurt, right? Then Dwight Powell. And then they lose Luka, right? Of course, because it's Anthony Davis. Right. Then you got freaking Kyrie Irving, you know, torn ACL. Did you see that highlight, how he tore his ACL?
Yeah, It was. He was trying to make he knew, like, right away. He's like, you know?
Brutal. Yeah, that poor guy.
You know, what amazes me, Eddie, is, you know, he's such a shifty guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he moves laterally, he puts so much pressure on his knees.
Correct.
That I'm actually quite surprised this hasn't
happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or this is kind of, I don't want to say reoccurring, but, you know, knee sprains and things of that. Maybe not a torn ACL, but, you know, knee sprains or things of that nature. And so, and then, you know, what's funny was they interviewed Michael Thompson, which is Clay's dad. And, you know, and he was so funny. He's like, Clay's in purgatory now. You know, like he didn't go to there for all of this, you know. So he's just, like, miserable. And
he
the Dallas suited up, I want to say, 7 or 8 players.
They only have 7 players, like, the last game, man.
Yeah,
they're hurt, man. And it's like, you got, you know, and there was a short that, you know, we put out about, you know, about how snake bitten the Dallas Mavericks organization is with, you know, Anthony Davis, you know, after he came out, right? And then that was even before Kyrie Irving, you know, was out, right? And, you know, it's like, I think that the premise of how the trade was done, it's almost kind of like the NBA gods just cursed that organization for not doing it in the right way. That's what I think, man. That's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I hear you, but being a lifelong Warrior fan, does that mean that the Lakers get the blessing? Because I don't want that. Can we bless some other organization?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, we'll see. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens to the Lakers. I mean, right now they're the number, 2 or 3 seed? They're the 2 seed, I think, right now. And, you know, our Warriors are making a push right now, right?
They're actually the 4th seed right now.
Who is?
The Lakers.
The Lakers are now the 4th. Okay.
So you got Oklahoma City, Denver, and Memphis.
Oh, so Denver. Yeah, but Denver was losing earlier tonight. But we'll see. They were losing to Minnesota. Minnesota's been playing very well lately. And I think that it's probably getting closer now. This is last time I checked, maybe like 15 minutes ago. But, that's interesting. So the Lakers are number 4. And then, of course, number 5, you know, is the Houston Rockets, and number 6 are Warriors, right? And the Warriors are only 3 games behind the Rockets, and the Rockets keep winning, right? And then
they've got a pretty easy schedule coming up, so it's gonna be tough to catch them. But
the
other thing I keep watching is, you know, Dallas isn't a free fall, but dude, Phoenix can't seem to win, bro.
No.
So I've been watching them every week. I'm like, because I'm thinking, all right, you know, Phoenix is gonna catch Dallas for that 10th seed and get in the play-in game. Phoenix can't win, you know.
I know, dude. I know. They can't. And then you got, you know, the Spurs free-falling, you know, of course, because of Wembanyama. It shows you how valuable that
player is. And the point guard, too, De'Aaron Fox is out, I think, with an injury. So.
Well, he was playing tonight.
Oh, did he play tonight? Yeah, like a sprained thumb or something? Or
he played tonight. He played tonight because I use him in a lot of my FanDuel lineups.
Okay,
He played tonight. But then, you know, the other thing is, the Portland Trail Blazers, man, they just played the Warriors. You can see that team's going to be a problem, man, in the next few years, man, right? You can see just they're kind of like what Detroit was becoming last year at the end of the season. Now you're seeing, you know, at the end of last season, now you're seeing them kind of being this emerging team right now. I think they're like the 6th seed right now, and they were vying for going up to the fifth seed against, you know, Indiana and Milwaukee, because those two are battling back and forth. But it's going to be a fun ride, man, the next 17 games, man.
That Israeli player, I forget his name. I know you're
– Denny Avdija.
Yeah, dude, he's a player. He's a player. And I like that draft pick when Washington drafted him.
Yeah.
When
Washington drafted him. That's right. Then they went ahead and traded him.
I never understood why they traded him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Teams do stupid things, man.
So, no, I hear you, but whatever. We'll see what he becomes, but I like him. I'd take him. I'll say that right now. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to touch on a couple of those things.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Now, what's going on, that type of thing.
No problem, man. So, go ahead. Dude, let's get into our stuff, man. So, should probably go ahead and put up our first slide. What we went ahead and we put some slides here together so you can kind of see, follow along, but we're kind of following the same kind of color coordination or color scheme that we've been doing on our conference seedings. You know, I'm the blue and Tuan's kind of that, you know, kind of orangish color. But these, if you look at how, you know, look at all the categories. You got MVP, that's the most valuable player. Most improved player is MIP. Defensive player of the year is DPOY. Rookie of the year is ROY. And then sixth man. And then COY is coach of the year. Right? So what I have here is on the far right is where the betting favorites are as of yesterday. Okay. Now you picked Luka Doncic.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah. And by the way, that parenthesis tells you he's not rated right now. Okay. According to the latest betting odds, he's not rated.
Well, the one question I would ask is, can he still qualify?
I think he can. I don't know. I think I got to look at how many games you need. I think you need 60 games, I think, or something like 60.
I thought it was 62 games is what
it might be in that range, 60 or 62. You know, I don't know how many games Luka has played, but he hasn't missed that much time either, right? He has missed some time, but not like an exorbitant amount of time. So he might still be eligible. But the thing is that he's not having the year that he's had in past years, right? So – but Luka Doncic was your pick. Mine was Jason Tatum. Now, currently he is sixth on the list, you know? So, you know, if we were kind of betting on this, I'd get some points on that, but we're not, right? I'm just kind of pointing that out.
Yeah.
But
so Eddie, so really quick, I looked it up. They have to play 65 games. So
Luka, 65.
Yeah. Cool. So that basically, that means if you miss what? Seven games?
17 games. Yep.
Yep. 17 games. You're out. I think Luka may have missed 17.
Okay. So, but what's interesting, bro, is the favorite is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I don't agree with that.
And I'm like,
Shai's having a hell of a year.
Right.
A hell of a year. But, dude, how Joker isn't the favorite, is beyond me.
Dude, I mean, and I think it's because, you know, the voters are kind of getting tired of seeing
And you know Joker, what, Eddie? I
up there all the time.
I hate that.
I do too, but that's what's, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. They tend to rotate this out, but.
Yeah. It's this guy's turn now, right?
I mean, the thing that bothers me about this, right, or one of the reasons that bothers me about this is, you know, the NBA should be aware that we have so many discussions about the greatest of all time.
Right.
And who's this and who's that. And how many more MVPs could Jordan have won if they didn't do this to Jordan?
Yeah, or even Kobe. Kobe only got one, man.
Yep, or Kobe, or LeBron, or whoever we're talking about.
Whoever, right.
Yeah,
right.
And so they should. If a guy wins 10 in a row, then give him 10 in a row, man.
Right, right.
You know, like, it is what it is.
It's not going to happen, unfortunately.
And I do want to, like I said, Shai Gilgeous is, you know, SGA is having a hell of a year. A hell of a year.
And the team is like the best. The second best record in the entire NBA because the Cavs have the best right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But Shai is killing it, man. But I think I'm with you, man. I think Jokic should be the guy because, interestingly enough, bro, you know what's interesting? Jokic has three MVPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this season, statistically, is his best season.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? And he's not even considered the top, you know, guy for MVP right now. And in that other game that he had the other night, by the way, this is kind of a segue into the next segment.
Yep. But
that's what essentially prompted me to want to do this, you know, Mount Rushmore segment in the next segment is because we saw something that nobody had ever done in the NBA, ever in the history, a 30-point, 20-rebound, 20-assist. And I think he had like 21 rebounds and 22 assists and then 30 or 31 points, something like that. Anyway, but it's never been done, bro, right? And I'm like, okay, that deserves some recognition. And they've been talking about, you know, Jokic. We've even been talking about Jokic should be probably considered one of the best now, even though he only has one title, right? He still should be considered as one of the best. And we'll get to that in the next segment, but yeah. That was kind of like the impetus for wanting to look at doing that for
each of them. And obviously one of the reasons that's so rare is because most big men, I think there's been plenty of big men that have gotten 20 and 20, 20 rebounds, 20 points. The problem is that third stat. Most big men, that third stat is going to be block shots.
Yeah.
And it is almost impossible to get 20 block shots in a game. I mean, that, you know, that's really, really hard.
I don't know. Yeah, obviously what the record
is. Makes Jokic completely different is his ability to pass and his ability to find the open player. I mean, when we get to the Mount Rushmore, we can have a deep discussion on how many of those big men were even passers or could, right. You know, or what their assist numbers even look like. And that's where Jokic is completely special.
Right. No, I agree, man. I agree. But anyway, so I don't agree with the favorite right now. I think it's going to be Jokic. But all right, let's go to the most improved, right? Now, I picked Jonathan Kuminga. I think he was doing pretty good until he got hurt, right? He's been out for like a couple months. I thought that he would probably be in, you know, consideration, maybe not the top three, but he was definitely probably top six, top seven easily, right? Because he was starting to show out. But Jalen Williams, I thought, was a good pick, man. And that he's actually seventh ranked right now. If you look at the betting odds on favorite, he's the seventh listed guy on that. And the guy that actually is number one is Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons. And that dude has become a player, dude.
Which for me, it's hard to argue that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with him being the most improved player. I think he's definitely he's odds on favorite, but I think he's going to win it. Right, for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's going to win it for two reasons. Number one, he's improved substantially. But number two, Detroit has sunk for so long, and what are they in the sixth seed right now?
In the sixth seed right now.
Yeah, and so they're if they stay out of the play-in game, he's going to win it because I mean he's going to be the person they identify as to why Detroit is so much better.
Well, for sure, but I mean he's a big reason why.
He deserves it, but he's going to get that additional credit.
So like you know, as I mentioned with FanDuel, right? It kind of gives you an idea of like how valuable a player is based on the stats that they accumulate.
Yep.
Jokic is the highest, you know, valued guy. He's, you know, costs $13,200 to play that guy, and it fluctuates based on how he does on a night to night basis. Cade Cunningham is $10,500. All right, that gives you an idea.
To put it in perspective, what is someone like? Spider Mitchell.
He's around $8,900.
Okay, so he's ranked above him in terms of production.
Correct. Gotcha. Correct. He's even higher than James Harden, and James Harden is roughly about $9,500, $9,600.
Yeah.
Roughly in that range, right? Giannis is about $11,800 typically, right around there. But Jokic is like $13,200, right?
Yeah.
But I'm only giving you this to give you some context because Cade Cunningham is roughly about $10,500, $10,600, depending on how he does. And that's not that far off from Jokic, who's the highest value guy, right?
Yep.
So that gives you an idea how good that guy is. All right, so let's go to the Defensive Player of the Year. Now, we both had Wembanyama.
He would have won, man.
He would have won easily now. Now, you know, Evan Mobley is now the favorite. And Mobley's been playing lights out, for sure. He's been playing, and you've been bringing him up multiple times on our podcast that this guy is
He's my guy to watch. He's
the guy to watch, right? And he's a big part of the reason why the Cavs are who they are right now. I mean, they're just like, he's a big element. So is, of course, Kenny Atkinson. He's a big element. He found out a way to make, you know, Spider Mitchell and Darius Garland work and function together, right? As well as the Twin Towers of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
And they shoot. They can shoot. So, but this guy's a big part of the reason why they're.
I will throw out here a little home flavor because, you know.
Draymond.
Draymond, exactly. I think Draymond should be considered here. I don't know where he was in the rankings when you took a look at him, if he was in the
top five. I think he was number four.
Okay, because I know yesterday. That Rudy Gobert is no longer eligible.
I don't think
Wembanyama's no longer eligible. You know, I'm thinking Draymond should be in the top three.
He's going to keep creeping up for sure.
Yeah. You know, with especially if the Warriors continue this hot streak that they're on, but yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. But odds on favor, Evan Mobley, I think it was kind of by a lot actually. And that's compared to Draymond. So, but it really just depends on the next 17 games, right? And who knows? Evan Mobley could get hurt and he's just not eligible. So who knows? All right. So let's go to the rookie of the year. You know, we both picked Zach Edey and, you know, he's definitely, I think he's like number two or number three in the rankings right now. I think on one of these betting sites, Stephon Castle has emerged as the number one guy. And we've been covering, you know, these rookies on a monthly basis. And Stephon Castle has been the top guy the last two times we reviewed this, right? So he's definitely emerged as the guy to beat. And, you know, if we look at, you know, when we get to our contest standings or in rookie league standings, you know, you'll see how many points Stephon Castle has accumulated, and it's deserving why he should be the favorite as rookie of the year. So,
I agree. And then Zach Edey's missed some time.
He has missed a lot of time. And I don't think he's eligible.
Yeah, he's been up and down. Stephon Castle has kind of slowly been going up throughout the whole season. He started light, and he's a main part of that organization. And now I would say, you know, maybe they're not the big three, but they have their three, which is Castle, Wembanyama, and Fox. I mean, that's a serious trio there that they could do a lot of damage with down the line.
Yep, I agree, man. I agree. There are going to be a problem in years to come, man. So, all right, let's go to the sixth man. So, interestingly enough, okay, I picked Benedict Mathurin. He got inserted in the starting lineup when Aaron Nesmith was out. He's kind of still kind of going back and forth based on matchups, but he's not ranked right now. And neither is your pick, Dante DiVincenzo. He's not ranked currently right now. I thought that was a sneaky pick. We both had sneaky picks. It was kind of like we were going ahead and placing that bet with our hearts, right? Because we both like these players.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard has emerged as a player, man, on the Boston Celtics. I mean, he's definitely the odds-on favorite to be the sixth man of the year. Malik Monk is nowhere to be. I think he was like maybe top six on that list. I forgot who number two was, but Peyton Pritchard was definitely the guy that stood out amongst everybody else. So he's
awesome. Speaking of Peyton Pritchard real quick, just pick your brain. What are you thinking about the Celtics? I mean, in the last week, the Celtics lost a big lead against Cleveland and lost the game.
And they lost tonight.
They lost tonight against the Thunder.
Yep.
Right? What are you thinking? You thinking they're still the favorites? You know, going into the year.
I think they're going to be the team to beat, man, because not only because they won it last year, it's just that they've had a bunch of their players in and out of the lineups, right? Because, you know, Porzingis has been out for a period of time. Then you got freaking Jaylen Brown missing some time. Then you got freaking, you know, Al Horford, old man Horford. Of course, he needs his rest, man, right?
So he needs Ben Gay, bro.
He needs it, dude. He needs it. Ben Gay, he needs Jared Paul, whatever makes him go, right? So I think that's, you know, because they've had to kind of do this in and out of, you know, and they're so deep, dude. You have Luke Kornet emerging as a great player now, right, for them. And Luke Kornet was always on the bench on a bunch of other teams. So I still think that they're just way too deep. The only thing that I think could be their downfall is they're super reliant on the three. They shoot threes like it's going out of style. They're like worse than the freaking 2015, 2017 Warriors, bro. I mean, they throw threes like at an unreal clip, dude, like 56 shots per game from three or something like that. It's crazy. So
we know from experience that runs hot or cold. If you run into a cold night or a cold.
And that's the thing. That could be their only downfall in the playoffs is if they're not hot and they just rely on it. And sometimes, you know, we've seen Jason Tatum kind of disappears. Although I think he's definitely been playing really, really well this year. And that's why I think he's sixth right now in the voting for MVP. Let's go on to the next one. This is our last one. We go to the next segment. Yeah. So coach of the year, Kenny Atkinson's by far going to take this thing, dude.
Yeah.
It's not even going to be close.
It's not even close.
But what's interesting, bro, my pick was Steve Kerr and he's fourth.
And I thought for sure when you made that pick, I'm like, you're just being a homer.
You're just being a homer, right?
Yeah. I thought for sure. And you know, my guy who has the best record in the West.
Yes, you know, he's seventh.
That's crazy to me.
He's seventh as of yesterday.
Like if I'm being honest here, I mean, he deserves it. He should be ranked higher than Kerr.
Yes, but I don't know why. I don't know how they figured this out. But this is the odds maker.
But maybe because he won it last year.
And that's why I said that, you know, because you picked him. And I'm like, it's rare that you see back-to-back guys.
Yeah.
You get, you know, these voters, they don't want to repeat the same guys. It's the same thing why you're seeing, you know, Jokic not being as a favorite right now in the MVP, right? It's just they get kind of tired of seeing the same guys all
week. Yeah, but you think he'd be higher than seventh, Eddie.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you.
You know, I mean, like.
Yeah. But you know, if we were to put a point system on this thing, you know, maybe like the higher the ranking, you know, the more points you get, you know, we're pretty close, dude. I mean, if you look at mine total up to 14 points, right? Okay. Yours totals up to 18 points, right? If you look at 7, 4, and 7, right? So if we put a point system, I'd be slightly ahead of you, but we're not doing that. We're just having fun, man. So any last parting shots before I'll go on to the next segment, man?
No. I mean, I'm just trying to think of who some of the other coaches are. The coach for Detroit, I'm sure, is in there.
Oh yeah, he's in there. Even Udoka, he's up there too. He was in the top. I forgot top three. I think the guy from Detroit was up there too.
The Memphis coach.
No, he wasn't there. Taylor Jenkins. He was. Yeah, I don't remember him being there. Mike Malone, I think, was up there. But I'm just going by memory, dude.
No, that was really the only thing that was kind of rumbling through my head is like who's second, who's third, who's fifth, who's sixth, kind of deal. Just my own curiosity. How deep did you go into the rankings? To seven?
They only list up to like 7 or 8.
Okay, all right.
If you were to look like odds on favor for Coach of the Year, it would show you that. You just click on it and you'll see like a list, and it'll be like 7 or 8 people, right?
Gotcha.
All right, man. So let's go on to the next segment, bro. Now we went ahead and decided, like I already kind of told you, that we're going to go ahead and pick a Mount Rushmore for each of the positions in basketball. Now, our original intent was that we were going to go ahead and just cover one position per show because we thought that, you know, it would take us some time. And it still might, right? But we're right now 36 minutes into this podcast. And, you know, we only have 2 more segments left. This one could take us some time depending on how much time we've taken talking about this, but we wanted to go ahead and anoint the top 4 for each of the positions, the major positions in basketball. And, you know, as you can see the presidents up here, there's only 4. We're only have to pick 4, and it's going to be interesting. We're going to have to decide on the 4 that we want. So let's go ahead and start with the point guards.
All right.
So what I'm going to do, I'll start with the point guards. You go with the shooting guards. And then you start off, right, on the shooting guards. And then we'll go back and forth, right?
Yeah. All
right.
That'll work.
So point guards. So here are the candidates, right? I have Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry West.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Maravich.
Mm-hmm.
Don Stockton.
Yes.
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Stephen Curry.
Yes.
Chris Paul.
Yes.
Tony Parker.
Yes.
Oscar Robertson.
Yes.
Allen Iverson. And Gary Payton.
I didn't hear you mention Isaiah Thomas.
I did not put Isaiah Thomas.
Okay. So for my list, I have Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
And Walt Frazier. Did you mention Walt Frazier?
I did not mention Walt Frazier.
Okay. So for my list, I would add those 2.
Okay. So you had everybody that I had except for those 2 that you added.
No, I did not have, shame on me, I didn't have Jerry West.
Okay.
And I didn't have Pistol Pete either.
Okay. All right. So... All right, so here is my Mount Rushmore, bro.
Now, I will acknowledge I didn't have AI either, but there's a reason for that. Okay.
Okay,
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I listed AI as a shooting guard.
Oh, okay. He's a point guard.
Well, I mean, if you look him up, because I did a little bit of research on this, and
he was listed as
a shooting guard more often than a point guard.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The smallest shooting guard we've ever seen, dude.
I agree with you, but I had him listed as a shooting guard.
All right, man. So, all right. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. We have to decide on the top 4.
Yes.
All right? All right. Do you have your top 4 figured out?
I do.
Okay. I do, too. All right. Okay. So, is John Stockton on your list?
Yes.
Okay, cool. He's on there. 0 championships, interestingly enough. He's on the list.
But leader in assists and steals.
Correct. Okay.
Which is why I put him there.
Me too. And he's highly regarded as, you know, always the top two or three, right?
Correct.
All right. This is where it's going to get interesting, bro.
All right.
You have Magic Johnson.
Of course.
For sure, because he is the best one.
Yes.
I mean, he's considered the best point guard of all time.
Yeah, we can argue between him and a certain somebody, but
I know what you're going to say, dude.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so but you're right. I mean, if you look at the point guard position and what they're supposed to do,
yes,
Magic is probably the best.
Okay. Next guy. I had Stephen Curry.
Yes, me too.
Okay, dude, we got three. This is where it's going to get interesting.
Yes.
This last one is the one that we're going to have to figure out.
Yes.
All right? All right. I put Big O.
I did too.
We're set. Woohoo! We decided. Dude.
Right on, dude.
Right on. And we did this, by the way, audience. We did this independently. By the way, just so you know, we come up with topics, but we never rehearsed this, man, because we wanted to come out, you know, naturally, organically. Yeah. Whatever's coming to our mind when we're talking about this, I think it just makes for a better show. It just makes it more, you know, engaging, right? Because, you know, Juan and I are very avid radio listeners as far as sports talk, right?
Sure.
And we get caught up in kind of the banter, right? And how they kind of talk. And it's never prepared, right? Those guys are just talking, right? They might have prepared points, but they don't have the whole conversation prepared. And that's kind of how we're going about it. We're not prepared.
I do want to add one point guard that is fitted. And he's not going to be considered the greatest. But he was one of the flashiest point guards, kind of in the mold of Pistol Pete, and that is Jason Williams.
Jason Williams, white chocolate. White chocolate.
Dude, that dude was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to my point, he probably wouldn't be argued anywhere on this Mount Rushmore.
He wouldn't be, man, because Isaiah Thomas would probably be number five. For a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people would argue Isaiah Thomas maybe over Oscar Robertson.
That was my struggle, was between Isaiah and Stockton, to be honest with you. I kept going back and forth. Because Stockton had, I mean, Isaiah had the three champions.
The
ones that were cemented in there were Oscar Robertson, Magic Johnson, and Steph Curry. They were cemented in. That was easy. For me, I went back and forth between Zeke and John Stockton. And I gave it to Stockton because the true metric of a point guard is assists. That is their metric. And you can't have the assist leader in the NBA not be in your Mount Rushmore.
I agree. All right. Good. Good reasoning, bro. Good reasoning.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to shooting guard, man. Give me your candidates.
All right, I'm going to give you my candidates. All right, we'll start here. All right, so I have Clyde Drexler.
Yep, I did too.
James Harden.
I did not have him.
Okay. Ray Allen.
I have him.
Reggie Miller.
I have him.
Kobe Bryant.
I have him.
Dwayne Wade.
I have him as well.
Allen Iverson.
I did not have him because as a point guard.
Yep. Tracy McGrady.
I have him as well.
And, of course, Michael Jordan.
Of course. Now, you missed two people, man.
Okay.
Did you say Clyde Drexler?
I did say Clyde Drexler.
Okay. Did you say George Gervin?
I did not say George Gervin.
That was one that I put as a candidate. Dude, I can't believe you overlooked this guy, man.
Who?
The Rock. Mitch Richmond.
Okay. Yeah.
I put him up there, too, as a candidate.
Okay. Right? Well, that's yes.
Okay. Now, another guy that you missed, Klay Thompson.
Fair enough.
All right.
I didn't put him up.
Okay. So, those are the candidates.
Yes.
Now, go ahead and give me your final four, bro.
All right. So, I'll start with the obvious. Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Obvious, Kobe Bryant.
Yes. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting.
This is where it gets interesting. Now, we're down to two.
Yep.
Now, I went back and forth a lot on – and I'm going to tell you, my wild card to me was Tracy McGrady. I didn't know how to put him because he's such a talent.
He is.
But the accolades weren't quite there.
They're not there, man.
So, yep. So I went with Dwayne Wade.
Oh, okay.
My third one.
Okay.
And then here's the controversial one.
Okay.
For my fourth one, I went with Allen Iverson.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is good. Okay.
And Allen Iverson, I put it in there obviously for a variety of reasons, but the most one is the cultural impact that he had on the league.
Okay.
Yeah. I gave him some credit for that. Okay.
Interesting. So
let me hear your list.
Oh, dude. Okay. The two obvious ones are Michael Jordan and Kobe. Right?
And then Kobe are they're a lock.
Okay. Instead of your Dwayne Wade,
Yes.
I picked Ray Allen. And I picked Ray Allen because he is the true definition of a shooting guard, dude.
That is true.
I mean, even that, he was a three-point.
But by that description, I could counter with going, well, why not pick Klay Thompson?
Well, I have Klay Thompson as the other one.
Oh, crap. Wow.
I have Klay Thompson and Ray Allen on my Mount Rushmore of shooting guards. So I have Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Klay Thompson, and Ray Allen.
So let me argue real quick. So Dwayne Wade was the key leader in a championship team.
Correct.
Neither played.
He had LeBron. He had LeBron.
For one year.
He had Shaquille another year. He had Chris Bosh.
He did. Right? But would you say that he was not the leader of those teams?
Yeah, I would say probably. Yeah.
So let me rephrase the question. Do you take away two championships from Steph Curry because Durant was on the squad?
No.
And that's the way I look at it. Dwayne Wade, and to be fair, when he got Shaq, Shaq was on the decline.
Right.
You know, he wasn't like the Shaq. He still had a lot of – so that's why I put Dwayne Wade, because I considered him the leader of some championship teams.
Okay.
And for me, Allen Iverson was – he never won a championship, but he won an MVP – which Ray Allen and Klay Thompson never did.
Say that last word again?
Allen Iverson won an MVP.
Oh, correct, MVP.
Which Klay and Ray Allen never did.
Yes.
Right? Which is kind of my argument for why I have them on there.
Oh, dude, I mean, but he's a point guard, man.
Well, that's the thing, right? So when I was doing this research, he kept coming up on both, and I started doing a little bit of research. And the data that I found is he was a point guard for about 2 years with Philly and then another 2 years with Philly, but apart. So a total of 4 years of his career, he was classified as a point guard. But the majority of his career, he was an off guard.
What the?
Yeah. Man. And so I saw that, I'm like, okay. And so I calculated that. Now, we can argue, right? I'm sure there's a lot of people. I mean, his physique is that of a point guard.
Correct.
You know,
His skill set is of a point guard.
Correct. Well, his dribbling for sure.
His dribbling, and so, and he's a good passer too, man.
So if you're saying to me he's not eligible, right?
Right. That's kind of what I'm saying.
If you're saying that he's not eligible, then I guess I would go with Ray Allen.
Okay. So and I agree with you, bro. So was it between Ray Allen and Allen Iverson for you?
Correct. It was Tracy McGrady, I mean, he doesn't deserve it, but like I wanted him to.
You just like his skill set. You like his length, right?
Yeah, I liked his style, and I wanted to put him in there. But yeah, it was really between Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, and Reggie Miller. I considered James Harden for a little bit, but Clyde Drexler was never really, even though I have him on here, he was never really in the mix.
Nah, he doesn't. You know? I mean, he's honorable mention.
Correct. Right? He's honorable mention. He's but honorable to me, it was between Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, and Reggie Miller.
Okay, so then using your argument, would you put Reggie Miller over Klay Thompson?
Yeah. Yes. Today, wow. I would. Once their careers end, then we can have a re-conversation.
Wow.
Because to me, right, a lot can happen between now and the end of their careers.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
But okay, right now, Reggie Miller has more three-pointers than Klay Thompson.
Correct.
And Ray Allen has more three-pointers than Reggie Miller. Wait, is Reggie Miller – was he number two? No, Ray Allen's number two.
Right.
Or was it Reggie Miller?
But here, Eddie, and whether this is fair or not
– yep.
And I don't mean this as disrespectful to anybody, but you get a lot more points for being Batman than for being Robin.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So you're saying that Reggie Miller was their Batman.
Was their Batman.
I hear you, man. Okay, that's a good call. Okay, yeah. I'm agreeing with you, bro.
Yeah,
that's a good argument. I agree with you. So, our final list is Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Reggie Miller, and Ray Allen.
Well, I had Dwayne Wade.
Oh shoot! Well,
I had Dwayne Wade and Ray Allen.
Okay, so you're gonna put Dwayne Wade above Reggie Miller?
I would, yes.
Because he has more championships.
Correct.
What about Reggie Miller versus Ray Allen?
I think I would put Ray Allen above Reggie Miller because they were both excellent shooters. Ray Allen, even though he was not quite Batman, he wasn't quite Robin either. That trio of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen was really about as balanced as you can get in terms of a trio. I mean, Paul Pierce got the credit, you know, because it was his Celtics team that they joined. But if you ask me from a talent perspective, he was the least talented of the three.
All right. I like your argument, bro. I'm gonna concede to my Klay Thompson for your Dwayne Wade.
Okay, so MJ, Kobe, Dwayne, and Ray Allen.
I agree.
All right. Cool.
All right. So now let's go to the small forward. All right.
I don't want to talk about this one.
This one is interesting, bro. All right. So now it's my turn to give you the candidates. All right. So I had Julius Erving.
Yes.
I had Scottie Pippen.
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard. James Worthy, Bernard King, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Mullin, Rick Barry, Larry Bird.
And you got a lot of guys.
LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Did you mention Scottie Pippen?
Yes. He was the second guy on my list.
Okay. And you mentioned Dominique and Elgin Baylor?
I did not pick either one of those guys.
Okay.
They weren't part of my candidates. All right. Okay. All right. So here's my final four.
Okay.
Did you have Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Did you have LeBron James?
Yes. Which, by the way, timeout.
Yes.
Timeout.
Yes.
Out of all this list, okay, to me, and we're not done yet.
Yes.
I think it is incredible that we watched in a time where two of the greatest small forwards.
Yes.
Played at the same time.
Yes.
I just want to point that out. Because I think that people will not dispute that LeBron James and Kevin Durant belong on this list.
Oh, for sure. Now the third guy, I would argue, is also the fits your criteria as well on my list.
Okay.
And I had Larry Bird.
I had Larry Bird as well.
Okay, so we have three of them. The fourth one is going to be the one that's going to be the one between us, right?
Yep, and even if I'm talking about this, I may change my mind. But I'll tell you who I put and who I may change my mind to.
Okay, so I went Homer on this one, bro. I went Rick Barry.
You went Rick Barry. Okay.
I went Rick Barry.
I went my childhood idol.
Chris Mullin?
No.
Dr. J?
I went Dr. J.
Oh.
However, as I'm digesting this, Eddie, and again, I just had the speech about Robin and Batman, and I get it. But I'm really thinking I might consider Scottie Pippen.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Rick Barry is a better player than Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen was a very good defensive player.
Correct.
Rick Barry was a better all-around player than Scottie Pippen. He was. I mean, he's the only reason why he's not highly regarded is because he's an ass, right? People don't like him.
Well, but also, in fairness to Dr. J,
right?
And I don't know the criteria here, but Dr. J had a hell of an ABA career.
No, I know. I agree with you.
Which Rick Barry did as well. Rick Barry played some ABA as well.
Yep.
But if you combine Dr. J's ABA and NBA experience, I would put him above Rick Barry.
All right, bro. So here, let me ask you something. Can you do AI pretty quickly?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Ask AI. Who is considered a better player between Julius Erving and Rick Barry? And that's because I'm going to hold pretty strong on Rick Barry. I think you're going to hold pretty strong on your Julius Erving because
he's
a childhood idol. So we're going to have AI pick it.
All right.
So you just tell me what it says.
All right.
Bottom line, right? Because it's going to give you all kinds of like information. Oh, this person did this and this and that. He won this and that. It's like, no.
All right. I'm going to give you the criteria that it came back with.
Okay, go ahead.
Scoring and shooting, it ranked Rick Barry better.
Yes.
Athleticism and style, it ranked Dr. J better.
Of course.
Defense and rebounding, it did Dr. J was better.
Interesting.
Passing and playmaking, it ranked Rick Barry better.
Absolutely.
Impact and legacy, it ranked Dr. J better. So if you go by those three criteria, because the answer really is it depends on your style. But if you go with that as five key components, Dr. J leads over Rick Barry in three of the five per per okay. the AI.
Then that's the decision. We're going with that.
All right.
All right?
All right. Cool deal.
All right. So, okay. So we got, all right. So let's review on this. So right now for Mount Rushmore point guard, we have John Stockton, Magic Johnson, Stephen Curry, and Big O Oscar Robertson.
Yes.
For the shooting guard, we have Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, and Ray Allen. And for small forward, we have Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Larry Bird, and Julius Erving.
Yes.
Now we got two more positions to go through. All right.
Now
you go.
All right. Okay. So here we go. So I've got for power forwards, I've got Charles Barkley.
Yep.
I've got Tim Duncan.
Yep.
I got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, my God. I forgot about him.
Yep. I've got Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep.
I've got Pau Gasol.
Yep.
I've got Kevin Garnett.
Yep.
I've got Chris Webber.
Yep.
And I've got Dennis Rodman.
Okay. Did you say Anthony Davis?
I did not.
Okay. I had Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And the only guy I'm missing from your list is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
All right. So are either one of those guys on your Mount Rushmore, Anthony Davis or Giannis?
No.
Okay, it's good. We don't have to worry about it. All right. So who is your final four?
All right, so we'll start from the obvious, what I think is the obvious, to what I feel is going to be the more controversial.
Okay.
All right, so to me, obvious, Tim Duncan.
I agree.
Obvious.
Obvious.
To me, obvious, Karl Malone.
That's obvious, too.
Obvious. Now we're getting into some potential gray.
Okay.
I have Dirk Nowitzki on there.
I do, too.
Okay. All right, we're good. Now we've got one that I struggled with, but I ended up with Kevin Garnett.
Oh, come on, man.
Garnett.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't put Charles Barkley up there, man.
Dude, that was my argument.
He's widely regarded as probably the best power forward
ever. That was the struggle that I went through with. It was between Garnett and Charles Barkley.
No. Okay, let's do AI again, dude. Put that up, bro.
Okay.
No, dude, I'm really set on him, dude. There is no way. He was the obvious one after Tim Duncan, before Karl Malone.
You think so?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And the only reason why I would say Kevin Garnett might get the edge is because he has a championship. I think he has two. Whatever the number it is.
But, all right. Yeah.
So, we're letting AI figure this one out, man. This is going to be interesting. I bet you it says Charles Barkley. That's going to be interesting.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Scoring and offensive impact, Barkley.
Yep.
Rebounding.
Defense is Garnett.
Rebounding, Barkley.
Yep.
Defense, Garnett.
For sure.
Passing and playmaking, slight edge to Barkley.
Yes, done. Winner.
Hold on.
Oh, come on. It's over.
This goes further.
Come on.
It has leaderships and intangibles, Garnett.
Well, that's Kevin Garnett.
And then it has legacy and championship. It has Garnett.
Yeah, well, of course, he has championships.
Correct. So I'll leave it up to you how you want to rule this.
Okay, so hold on. How many did Barkley have versus Garnett? In the list of what, six, is that it? Is it three?
Let me see how many categories there are. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 categories.
And it's 3 and 3.
Garnett is 1, 2, 3.
Yep,
and Barkley is 3.
Yes.
You know what, Eddie? I will tell you this. I don't think it's as far-fetched as your reaction implied, but I did lean towards Charles Barkley. That was my struggle between Barkley and Garnett.
Okay.
Right? I you know I'm a big – I love Barkley. So I'm more than happy to concede because it was kind of a coin toss to me.
Okay.
And I went with Kevin Garnett because he had a championship and Barkley didn't.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe Kevin Garnett won a defensive player of the year.
Yes, he did.
And an MVP, did he not?
No, I don't think he won MVP.
No? He don't win an MVP?
So. Okay. I don't think so. But I don't remember, but I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. So. All right. But okay, I'm good. I'm good with keeping it at Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, Dirk Nowitzki, and Charles Barkley.
Okay.
I'm good with
cool.
That.
I'm cool. We settled on that, man. All right. The last one, man.
Oh, this one I struggle with, Eddie. I'm going to tell you that right now.
This one was so easy for me, bro.
This so one, easy. I struggled.
This one was like, boop, 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 boop. All right.
All right. I struggled, I'm going to tell you this now before you even start.
Yes.
Your reason for having this, I didn't even put him on my list.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's I didn't even crazy. Put him on my list
this,
because
that's
it's so too early. It's too early.
Yeah, but dude, he's so
easy. I understand. I'm telling you, he won't ever
he's on.
List.
He's on my list, bro. It's not. He's right, on so, my list.
So
he's
right great. Away, I know our lists are going to be different.
Correct. Okay. So let's. Okay, dude. All right. Let's go. I'm going to tell you my candidates. All right.
Okay.
So I got Bill Russell.
Yes.
I got Shaq.
Yes.
I got Kareem.
Yes.
I got Hakeem.
Yes.
I got Moses.
Yes.
I got David Robinson.
I did not put David Robinson.
Okay, I got Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes.
I got Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
I got Robert Parrish.
Did not put Robert Parrish.
I put Nate Thurmond.
Did not put Nate Thurmond.
I put Bill Walton.
Did not put Bill Walton.
And I put Nikola Jokic.
I did not put Jokic.
Did I miss
the only
anybody?
One that I put, the one that I put that you didn't was Dwight Howard.
Okay. And okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's my list.
Oh boy.
Obvious. Obvious. Yeah. Kareem. Kareem's obvious.
Kareem okay. is obvious.
Hakeem yeah. is obvious.
Hakeem is obvious.
Wilt is obvious.
Wilt is obvious.
Okay, were those three on your list?
Yes.
Nikola Jokic is number four, bro.
Who do you think I put?
I think you put Bill Russell.
Yes, I put Bill Russell. And for me, and again, I'm not saying that Jokic won't be on this list.
He's going to be considered the best center. If he wins, like, maybe two more, even if he has three to Kareem's five, he's okay.
So let me ask you this. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So let's put Jokic against Bill Russell. Or
Kareem has six, I think. He has six. Sorry.
Kareem has six. But let's put Jokic against Bill Russell right now. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and put that in AI, bro. Put that in AI.
No. Understand. But before I do that, I want to have this conversation.
All right. Let's do it.
So Bill Russell has 11 championships.
Yep.
He was the leader of the team. Now,
right.
We're going to get all kinds of speculation. The league had less teams there and whatever. I'm going to omit all that because that's not Russell's fault. Russell right. played, and he won. So right. to me, if you look at it metric for metric, you could argue Bill Russell is greater than Jokic.
Right.
Okay. Then you got Shaq. Okay.
Yeah.
Shaq has what, four championships?
I think so.
Yeah, he has four championships.
Three, one with the Miami Heat, three with the Lakers, I think.
Correct. One of the most unstoppable forces down low.
Yes.
Okay. One could argue that Shaq was greater than Jokic. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying one could argue.
Yes.
Okay.
There's going to be arguments all over the place, dude. Yeah.
Correct. But I'm seeing those two positions, right? Shaq and Bill Russell as solid arguments for keeping Jokic out today. Today. I'm not saying tomorrow, but I am saying today. Right?
Yes, yes. And like I said, dude, he's the whole reason why I thought
no, this was no, no, I got
a great
you.
Idea. And it was kind of like, you know, as a result of what he just did. First guy to ever do it.
Yep.
Ever. Right?
Hold on, real quick.
He's going to be the triple double king when it's all said and done. He is. As a center, bro, he's gonna surpass Russell Westbrook. He will. It's a matter of time, dude. He's gonna.
Yeah. So, just so you know, to give you your point, to put a little cap on you, I entered it into ChatGPT, and it gave Jokic everyone higher than Bill Russell. Like all the categories. I'm not even gonna go through all the categories, but it ranked him high.
Dude, it's like. The reason why you're picking Russell is because he definitely has the 12 championships, whatever he has, right?
11.
He has 11 championships.
Yep.
And he's very important to where the NBA is today, right? Very important. I'm just saying, dude, we have yet to see anybody like this guy. No, dude, no, in a second round pick. That's what's
no,
crazy.
I hear you, Eddie, but let me take you back, and maybe this is apples and oranges, but let me throw this out.
Okay.
I want to say that it was the late 80s or early 90s. I saw something that I thought I'd never see. And that was David Robinson got a quadruple double.
Oh, right. But okay. Akeem did that twice, by the way.
Correct. But that was the first one I ever saw.
Yes.
Right? So my position is, if you look at that as a single stat, you go, oh, David Robinson.
You're saying, oh, yeah, that's not enough to put some guy at the same level as
correct.
Guys.
And although I agree with everything you're saying about Jokic, and I think he will end up, he's still, what is he, in his seventh season, eighth season?
Something like that.
He's still got a – like, let me ask you this. If he tore his ACL tomorrow.
Then it's different.
And never played again. Would he be on your list?
He would be – so, okay, good question. Because I'm looking at it like his trajectory is going to surpass everybody that's on this list if he continues playing. Now, if he has some catastrophic injury, quad tendon – Achilles, you know, ACL, MCL, all these things that you're losing a year or two, then that changes things, man, because he may not be the same player. But the thing is that the way he plays, he doesn't necessarily put that much of,
I agree with you.
On his body, man. You know what I'm saying?
The way I'm categorizing it today, and the only way that I can is if he stopped playing tomorrow. I'm not forecasting what he's doing beyond tomorrow, which is why I didn't even put him on this list. I put very few active players on this list. As a matter of fact, I put four. Steph, KD, LeBron, Durant, and Giannis.
And I guess
you could say Chris Paul if you want to.
Oh, you can as candidates.
Yeah, as candidates, as active players. Right,
yeah.
I listed them as candidates, and which is, you know, like, for example, let's take Luka for example, right? I don't know what we're going to put him as, a point guard, small shooting guard, whatever.
He's a point guard.
Okay, so if we put him as a point guard, I could argue that his trajectory could be one of the greatest of the four.
Yeah, I agree with you. He has to win, I think, one championship to be considered on that list, except for John Stockton, or he has to be, you know, a leader over John Stockton. To be in that conversation with John Stockton. Because out of the point guards that we picked, John Stockton is the only one that has no championships, right? So Luka would have to win a championship to surpass Stockton or beat him in a category that Stockton already leads in, and that's assists.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Or steals, right? Which is
correct.
You know he's not even getting close to half of what Stockton has on steals. So anyway, so getting back to the center, because we have to decide on this, bro, all right?
Okay. ChatGPT decided. It said that Jokic led every single category over Bill Russell.
Yes.
I'll concede that Jokic is on that list. So our list is Kareem, Jokic, Chamberlain, and Olajuwon.
Correct.
Okay. I do think that Shaq is an argument there as well.
He is.
You know, a strong argument.
He is.
You know. But the only thing that prevented me from doing that was because he's still playing and he's still really young in his career.
I hear you.
His trajectory is that he'll obliterate at least three of the four. Kareem's going to be a little tougher in my opinion. But the other three, Akeem, you know, Akeem's our favorite player of all time. He'll surpass Akeem if he hasn't already, right? And in terms of his trajectory, so I'll concede we'll go with Kareem, Jokic, Chamberlain, and Olajuwon.
Yep. Yeah. Cool, man. That's it, man. All right. We definitely like to get your feedback, folks that are listening to this podcast.
Yes.
We'd love to hear which arguments you thought were sound, which ones you thought maybe we should have put on these lists, because we only could pick four. Now, if we pick five, then that's easy. But this is Mount Rushmore. We have to pick four, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we want to.
And the one thing we didn't do, and I didn't do, typically in this argument, who's at the George Washington position?
We didn't do that.
You know what I mean? We didn't do that.
But that could have been
an added wrinkle, which I didn't want to do because I'm like, that's going to give me a headache.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, man. That was fun, bro. So I'm glad we did that, man.
So, all right.
So we were about an hour and 10 minutes. This is a quick segment for us usually. So this is our conference seedings and rookie fantasy league standings. All right. So let me go ahead and take this banner off here. Let's see. How do I do this?
I got it right now.
All right. Okay. So right now, bro, last week we were tied. All right. We were at 63-63. And then now we are at 61-58, you ahead. Okay.
Yes.
Now, it had to do with a game last night that I forgot which team kind of fell, right? But you can see that most of our points are coming from the East, right? I think where things stand right now, you know, from the top, I would say in the West, I think Lakers are number four, like you noted earlier. I think that there's not going to be much movement from, you know, I think six on down. Actually, it's still going to be, you know what? The West could move quite a bit, man, still. Because, you know, the Warriors are sixth, then the Grizzlies. Wait a minute.
This is off.
This is off. I made a mistake somewhere, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I copied and pasted the wrong one, man.
All good.
We'll move on to the next thing. We'll move on because this one should be right.
All right.
This one is right. Okay. You know what? Yeah, this one is right because actually, you know what? This one's wrong too. Forget it. We'll move on to the next.
All right. We're done.
We're done. Because I sent this and I revised it. But the thing is that, you know, the revisions that I have on my computer, it got jacked, man. Anyway, we do this every week, man. But anyway. Okay. All right. So that's our show for this week. You know, that was a quick, you know, segue into the one that we messed up. That was pretty classic. That's classic podcast, a blunder. But anyway,
Speaking of the scores today, what's going on here? Let's see. The Timberwolves beat the Nuggets.
Yep.
The Clippers beat the Heat. Boo. Okay. And the Knicks are on the verge of beating the Trailblazers, which, by the way, Eddie, two things about the Knicks. The Knicks have lost to pretty much every above 500 team in the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. I know.
And not only that, I don't know if you saw, but Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
There was an article that got released today that he went to Thibodeau and said he needs to play less minutes.
Oh. Wow.
Yes. Wow. And this is a topic that you and I have touched on.
Yeah, that Thibodeau just runs them to the ground.
He runs them ragged, man.
He does,
and
man.
Now we're getting towards the end of the year, and they're losing, you know, because they're getting worn down.
No, I know, and that's the problem. He has a pretty short bench, man. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, man. But and maybe Anunoby might be if Mikal Bridges kind of took the leadership to go ahead and say something to his coach. Maybe Anunoby might follow suit because he plays a lot of minutes too, man.
Correct.
And Josh Hart does too.
Correct.
All those guys.
Correct.
All right?
Brunson plays a lot of minutes as well. I mean,
and well, he's out though. He's hurt though.
No, I know he's hurt, but you know, like to me, Thibodeau really needs to work on his bench utilization.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you.
You know, and so I think the Knicks are a really good squad, but I'm watching them fade.
We shall see, man. But it's going to be interesting interesting to see what happens the next month, man. There's going to be a lot of movement. And our Warriors, it's going to be interesting. They have an upcoming test against the Nuggets. That's the one team that scares me for the Warriors, the only team that scares me. Because I think they could beat OKC in a seven-game series if they're all healthy. I think so. They've already beaten them twice this year, and that's one of them without Jimmy Butler. So
The Lakers don't scare you?
Not really. They do a little bit, but only because they scare me more when they had Anthony Davis.
I agree with that, but the thing that kind of scares me is, you know, you and I made a couple of predictions, or at least I did. I don't want to drag you into it. My prediction was that in the immediate future, I thought Dallas did they got the better end of the trade.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
And oh, you mean Dallas got the better end because they got
Anthony Davis. They had a better defensive team. I thought they were better balanced. Right, Kyrie running the point. Right. All this catastrophe aside, I felt Dallas for today, for this year, and possibly next year,
they were a better team.
They had the better team.
Yeah.
And I thought that LeBron and Doncic were going to be problematic together. And they're not. LeBron has
problematic for the team of LA. You're talking about for the Lakers
that
they weren't going to work well.
For the Lakers, I thought that they wouldn't be as good as they've been.
Yeah.
Right? And so now I'm a little unsettled because they figured it out. You know, there was two things that have been figured out. Jimmy Butler with the Warriors and Doncic with the Lakers. Those things have been figured out, which I thought wouldn't. And so the Lakers actually scare me a little more because, you know, I think that the addition of Quentin Post
for the Warriors.
Really, of the Warriors and the addition of Jimmy Butler adds two dynamics to our team that never existed.
Yes, and what's going to be interesting is to see once Kuminga comes back, how that all operates, right?
Correct. And he's coming back tomorrow. He's playing tomorrow. Yes. Yeah. But you know, a stretch five, you know, is I've been watching posts.
He can shoot. That dude can shoot.
But not only that, like I can, you know, an argument that you and I have had was one of my frustrations with Jonathan Kuminga has been that I don't see him get better. I see him be athletic. Dude, I'm watching posts and the first couple of games, I'm like, dude, he's kind of slow on defense. Now he's blocking shots.
I saw that.
You know, then it was, hey, dude, why are you giving it up in the low post? You know, and now he's trying to turn it around, got a little, like, semi sky hook. He's got a – now, he's not the best at it, but I can see, like, someone's telling him, hey, do this more, do that more. He's got a pretty quick trigger in terms of his three-point shot. And then with Jimmy Butler, so for some reason, I feel pretty confident against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't. And they're the one Achilles heel for me. They're the one team that scares me the most in the West.
I think Draymond can pay Jokic to a T.
He can contain him to a point. He can frustrate him to a point, right? Yeah. Without if he doesn't get in foul trouble, then the Nuggets have an issue. But that's the challenge, is that he's the only guy that can really contain him. And he's the only guy I've seen in the NBA that can somewhat frustrate Jokic. He's the only guy.
Yeah,
and so I don't know, bro. But anyway,
we'll see what happens, man.
Cool. So anyway, this is buzzer beaters. What we went ahead and talked about is that we talked about our end of the season predictions, and we want to see how close we were on the NBA awards. You know, Defensive Player of the Year, you know, MVP, Most Improved Player, all these things. We went over that, and then we went into this kind of fun topic of the Mount Rushmore for each position, which took up most of the time, and then we had intended to do the conference seedings of Rookie Fantasy League, but I blundered in sending the wrong file to review everything. But I am definitely very ahead on the rookie standings for the Rookie Fantasy League. But then the standings, you were ahead actually on this one, actually more than what I showed, so that's why I was a little off. But anyway, this is Buzzer Beaters episode number 40. Can you believe it, bro? We're only 10 episodes away from 50, right? Awesome. And we're gonna try and figure out if we can do something special for that, but we haven't figured that out yet. But you can find us on gremlingsmedia.com. You can also find us on Rumble, YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, pretty much any outlet for podcasts that you can find. Just make sure that you call up Gremlings Media. And if you like our show, please give us a thumbs up, all right? We're going to go ahead and be here again next Wednesday. We're going to be live, okay? I couldn't be live yesterday. This is going to be airing tomorrow on Thursday, so you should be able to. But we definitely like to get your feedback and on what we talked about, on especially for the Mount Rushmore. If you feel like we omitted somebody, like a Shaq or whoever that you thought we should have put on, or Bill Russell, please let us know. Anyway, this is Buzzer Beaters. I'm Eddie Aparicio. This is Anthony Tuan Corral, and we are also known as the Cisco Kids. And we're gonna go ahead and sign off.